We begin Paragraph V, the fourth chapter of the Namas Hilchazachim, Matan, the laws of acquiring and of gifts in the Sefer Kinyan Book of Acquisitions. When we continue the theme of the previous Parakim, discussing the laws of acquiring gifts, when this Paragraph discussed regarding the refusal of receiving and also regarding a gift that was given without intention. As Rambam gives halacha regarding refusing receiving a gift, Hamakabalas Matana Bezachaba. So if someone receives a gift and he acquires it, and after it came to his hand, and he's quiet, he retracts and he says, I don't want it. I'm not receiving it. It's void. He says, I see there's a blemish over here in it. He hasn't said anything. He's already acquired it. And just like the giver cannot retract once the receiver already got it, so too the recipient cannot back out once he already acquired it. No, so regarding this gift that the recipient is saying, that I don't want it, that they already came to his hands, so actually it's considered like ownerless, and whoever gets there first acquires it, because he's declaring it ownerless after he already acquired it. But if he would have been screaming about this from the beginning, that not that he received it and he was quiet and then subsequently screamed, but from the beginning, then lo kana makabel, the recipient would not have acquired it. It's not like he got it, then he's being mafkred. Then we go back to the original owners because he never took it as a gift. Halacha Beis continues regarding if someone acquires a gift for his friend through someone else. If someone acquires a gift for his friend, like the achar, through a third party, once the other person took possession of it, let's say he pulled the movable item, or the document of the property came to his hand, he did a chazakah, took possession of the land itself. So the recipient has acquired it, even though the gift didn't come to his hand. And the giver cannot back out anymore. But the recipient, he has the upper hand. Meaning, if he wants to, he's going to receive it, he already got it. If he doesn't want it, he's not going to have to receive it, because shazachem adam, you could acquire for a person, you could do a merit for him, shalem b'fonim, even when he's not there. And therefore it's going to work even without his awareness. But the inchavan loyal b'fonim, the liability, if he doesn't want it, could only work if it's in front of him, if he's there, and he's present, and he wants it. Uschusa shetinos lematana imirta. And it is a merit for him that the gift would be given to him if he wants it. And therefore, could work even without his awareness. But if he doesn't want it, he cannot give a gift to a person against his will. Halacha Gimel continues regarding the refusal of receiving a gift that was given through a third party. So let's say he acquired it from him through another party. Now, and this is an interesting case. When the one who was the recipient heard about this, he was quiet. And then he subsequently screamed and he said, I'm not receiving it. So in this situation, unlike, let's say, in Aloha Aleph, which we said, oh, it's too late already, you were quiet first, and then you're screaming, it's too late, here is the topic of the situation of doubt. Why? The question is, imzesh esasek, this that he originally was quiet, kvarotza, that means he really was agreeable to this. Vezesh echazav etzavach, this he subsequently goes and he's screaming, it's chazav, he's retracting, that's too late. Oh, I know, sheshasek minishadayin legil liyada klum, because here it was given to him through a third party. Here he's quiet originally because nothing was given to him yet. Now that he's screaming now, is a chiyach soifa tchalasa. The end is proving regarding the beginning that he never wanted it. So that's a situation of doubt. So now, as it stands right now, if some other person comes now and acquires it for himself, we're not going to take it away from him. Shem hamakabal zalcha, because maybe the recipient did acquire it and became in sha'ama any reitzaba. And now that he's screaming later on, he's saying, I don't want it. Essentially, Kamish Malik would explain in Halacha Aleph, it's like he's being mafkered right now. So, this guy who's coming to some other random person, coming and taking it from Hefker, Zacha, he's acquiring it. At the same time, if the original owners who gave it as a gift, they come back with Tfasuha Miyazza Shekadma Zachaba, and they grab it away from the person who went there and now acquired it to this random person, you don't take it away from the original owners who grabbed it away from them. Why? Because at the same time, Shema Makabal Loi Zacha, because maybe the recipient did not acquire it. But came in Shema, once he said, any rights, I don't want it. Maybe the end is proven right in the beginning, and therefore, he never acquired it. And therefore, it still actually belongs in the original possession of the original owners. And therefore, since we don't know, whoever's in possession of it will be able to hold on to it at that point. Halacha Dalet continues regarding backing out from a gift that was given through a third party. So Reuven shoratz alit and made dinarim l'Shimon. If Reuven wants to give 100 dinarim to Shimon, v'shalach lehamei al dei Levi, and he sends him the 100 dinarim through third party, through Levi. Im amalei, if he tells Levi, zechei b'mei ezuz l'Shimon, I want you to acquire the 100 ezuz for Shimon, I 10 mei ezuz l'Shimon, or give the 100 ezuz for Shimon. So in your chalazmi cannot back out anymore, because that's called b'mezaka de acher, which is zechus l'od m'shleb b'fanav. Ablam amalei, but if he tells him the words are hoylech mei ezuz l'Shimon, go transport these 100 ezuz to Shimon. Then Yochalazabai, then you could back out at Shagia, may Liyav Shimon until the 100 gets to your hand of Shimon, because it's to bring it, not give it, and therefore bring it is up until he gets it, he could back out. Lachahei, Halach Levi b'mei Azuz sh'nishtalcho imoy lohilichan l'Shimon. So let's say Levi was transporting these 100 Zuz that were sent with him to bring it to Shimon. Ubika Shimon v'leimetzu, and he's looking for Shimon, he doesn't find him. So Yachzal Reuven, gives it back to Reuven, because like we said, hoylich is lav kischi dami. Transporting doesn't mean like to acquire it for him, to merit it for him, and therefore the shlich was never zeichid for the mekabel. And he doesn't find him, so he gives it back to Reuven. Let's say may Shimon b'chay Reuven. Let's say Shimon dies when Reuven's still alive. So yachzal Reuven liyoshev. He give back to Reuven or to one of his inheritors again, because Shimon was never mezakid through Levi, and his intent was only to give it to Shimon and not to his inheritors. So if he died, give it back to Reuven or to Reuven's inheritors. Let's say Reuven dies in the life of Shimon, however, so actually Yitna Meila Shimon earlier Shimon. In this case, you will give the 100 to Shimon or to even his inheritors. The reason for that is Shemitzel Kem Debat Meis. Because now that Reuven died, the one who was the giver, he died, there's a mitzvah to fulfill the words of the dead person. Although when he said he wasn't even a Shimra, he was saying it as a healthy person, doesn't make a difference. Because the 100 is still in the hand of the agent, where it never came back to Reuven when he was still alive, and therefore you have the mitzvah of Mekayim Debrei Mes to give it to Shimon or even to Shimon's Yerushin. Lach Vav continues regarding who is fit to be this third party to be Mezakah B'Matan al De'achar. Say, Ein Odom Zeicha B'Matan L'Chaved, a person cannot be acquiring a gift for someone else. At Shia HaZeicha, until the one who is acquiring it would be a Godel Ben Das, just be an adult, someone with intelligence. And Bechad Ish, Bechad Isha, whether a man or a woman, Bechad Ish, Shish, even a married woman, Be'evdu Shivcho, or a slave or maidservant. Avla Goy Ein HaZeicha, but a gentile cannot be acquiring for someone else. Since he's not fit in the category of halacha, of agency, so he's not going to be able to acquire to merit for a Jew, because the halacha of zechiyah is mitam shlichus. Acquiring is through the medium of the halacha of agency, which does not apply to a non-Jew. Now, and so too, just like a Jew cannot be an agent for a Gentile, he cannot acquire this as a third party for a Gentile. Halacha zay. Now, katan, regarding a minor, if you give him a rock and he throws it away, but if you give him an egg as a nut, he understands benightly and he takes it, so he's able to differentiate. So zichla atzma, he's able to acquire for himself, where that's from biblical law, because das acharis makna, I say, other people could go out and acquire it to him, and he has enough intelligence, but just he cannot acquire for others. Again, like we say, it has to be a godel and ben das. But if he's even less than the age of being able to differentiate between a nut and a rock, is not acquired not for himself and not for others. It's not acquired not for himself not for others. Now, if someone does acquire for a mentally deranged person through a third party of someone who has intelligence, so then zacha, because most definitely it's not less than a one-day-old child, as we're going to see in the next halacha. So if you're being mezakeh him al de acher, he could acquire it. But someone who's deaf-mute could at least acquire for himself. Like we explained the laws of robbery in Perek Zayin L'Chadal, where a cheresh cannot be makna l'acherim, but he could be acquiring for himself. Halacha ches contains regarding something else that works through the agency of a third party, which is a person's courtyard, could acquire for him. Zachan l'katan, you could acquire for a minor, afilu ben yamechad, even if he's one day old, and ulagadol, so too for an adult, if that's the recipient, ben befanav, ben shle befanav, whether he's there or whether he's not there. Like we said, zechiya works even shle befanav, and that for sure would include even a one day old. And v'chatzedi shaladim, koyin loy shle midaite, so too a person's courted could acquire from without his awareness. Av b'shei no emisham, even if he's not standing over there, because it is protected. Because once the gift reaches his courtyard, it's as if someone else merited for him, because a chatzer works mitam shlichas, it works through the function of agency of shlichas. Allah attest. Now, but when do we say this, that a person's courtyard will acquire from him even though he's not over there, is by a guarded courtyard within it's considered like his agent, which protects the thing that's sent through him. But if it's a courtyard that's not protected, like let's say his field or his ruined buildings, then that's then only if he's standing there on the side, then it's protected through him, then it has the status like a shlichus. And he says, I want my field to acquire from me. So to a person's perimeter of four amas, where he's standing on the side over there, kindly they acquire from besimta the sides of the like a side path, the sides of the public domain, or a courtyard that doesn't have owners. So there, persons al amas could acquire from also through the same medium of his chatzer, which is acquires from. But in the public domain, the mistake of it, or in the strand field, in the zechah, then they cannot acquire until the gift actually comes to his hand, that his dalaramis is not a kinyan for him in those private areas, or of area which is not designated for him. Ukitana, now a minor girl, tizka lachatzeda, her courtyard could acquire for her, and arba amishala and her dalar amis, which works from the same medium as chatzah. But a minor boy in his eichat should give matan liyadi actually will not acquire until the gift actually comes to his hand, until someone else acquires him, because as the Rambam explains elsewhere, that for a ketana, she has from the laws of Gittin, that we learn out the halacha of Yad, that she will have a chatzar working for her, in contrast to a boy who has no halacha of receiving a yad, he would only work from shlichas, and his ketan doesn't have a shlichas. Halacha Yad continues regarding giving over words to an agent. Hamatonika get. A gift is like a get, meaning that you can't give over words to an agent that the shleich should say words to someone else in place of an action. You can't give him to give over words. Ketzer how so? Let's say Omla Shleich says to three people, Imru Lepleinu Lepleini, tell such and such people that they should write and sign on a gift document and give it to that person. And the kum. That's not halachically significant because he's telling them to say over words. You cannot create a shlichus on words for a gift like a get. Now, if they said to those witnesses, and they wrote and they gave it to the recipient, like, oh, he's not acquired. Again, because he gave over shlichus of words. Let's say he tells two people, he says to those two, I want you to write and to sign in the document of a gift and give it to that person. They can't even tell a scribe to write it, because that would be giving them words. Rather, they themselves have to write it, just like we find the halacha is by that of get. Someone writes in the document, Nasati saw the plainness leplain. I gave that field to that person. Oishikosav wrote Nasati lo, I gave it to him. Oishikosav or it's his. So he acquires it when he gets the document in his hand. If he writes in the document, I will give it to him. Oh, then even if the witnesses testify regarding it, the recipient has not acquired anything because it's not giving, it's just a guarantee. Until he tells witnesses, write a gift document and give it to him. They write and they give it to him because the recipient does not acquire until he gets the actual document of the gift in his hand. Or like we were speaking about the previous halachas, that he acquires him through a third party, like we explained this in Halacha Beis. Halacha Beis continues regarding the denial of the recipient of the gift. If someone says, Nasati saw the plains leplaini, I gave this field to that person. Boyman, the recipient says, Loingosanli, he has not given it to me. So Cheshin, we're concerned, meaning we interpret Shem Zikla the Acher. Maybe they're both right. Maybe he never got it, but he gave it, how so? Because he acquired it to him through a third party, so then he will get it. Abamama, but let's say the giver says, Kesavtim Nasati Loi, I wrote it and I gave it to him. Boyman says, Loikosav Loingosanli, he has not written and given it to me. So, if the recipient of the gift is the one who's saying this, the admission of the party, the litigant, is like 100 witnesses. So the giver could continue eating the fruits of his own field because the recipient is denying it, and we believe him. But if it's the son of the recipient who's saying, you did not give it to my father's field, and he says, I did write and I gave it to him. We leave the fruits in the hands of a third party until we figure out definitively what actually happened through witnesses, because it really is a doubt, because maybe he did receive it and the son just doesn't know, and therefore maybe his admission is not valid. So that you would have to verify. If the recipient of a gift claims and he says, this that's in my possession, it's not a gift that I have by me. I'm just watching it for the guy. Creates or similar types of statements. Oishamor, he says, Betel, he says, no, it was void from the beginning. I never received it. They forced me against my will. It was a mistake. Okay, so the Ramayla, similar types of claims. His words are valid. Now, but Benish Bazesh Shavuos has it, but he has to make rabbinic oath, but Tech Sabalah, and then it's given back to its owner. Let's say the giver claims and he says, "Shreimat olav." What? You're just a guardian for this. Oh, Yishomor, he says, "Shalemi daitin nesati." What? My intention, I gave it to you. Exuli biyatcha. It's actually you stole this. That's it's by you. Vezemin, he says, "No, atin nesati. You gave it to me." So nishba makabel shvuas has the recipient swears a rabbinic oath, which is like anyone who totally denies a claim because it's in his possession. Benifter, and he's exempt with just that rabbinic oath, and he gets to keep that item.